Newport Beach discourages direct donation to homeless, encourages good giving. Newport Beach officials are asking residents and visitors to refrain from giving money or goods to the homeless and to donate to the city's own services instead. City Manager Grace Leung wrote in a May 7 column in the Newport Beach Independent newspaper that good-intentioned donations such as cash, food, or camping equipment may inadvertently undermine the city's efforts to help the homeless find solutions such as housing. Officials are instead encouraging donations to the city's Good Giving campaign, which can be accessed on the city's website, that more effectively directs resources and support, Leung said. This fund provides homeless, formerly homeless, and housing insecure people in Newport Beach with resources and support that will help them on a path to finding and maintaining permanent housing, she wrote. According to Leung, Good Giving funds have assisted one man with the purchase of a bicycle to travel to work, and a couple with bus tickets to visit family out of state. Existing signs posted throughout the city that read, "Say no to panhandling. Say yes to good giving," directing people to the website. Councilwoman Robin Grant told the Epoch Times panhandling can be dangerous and the good giving program offers a safer way to help. "A lot of people feel that it's more caring if they give directly to a homeless person," she said. "The reality is they're out on the streets, in the elements, and usually amongst cars, and it's not a safe and efficient way to be helping our homeless people." The city also partners with outside agencies to offer help, such as with the Long Beach-based nonprofit CityNet, which offers case management services to the homeless. Residents and visitors can call in for assistance in finding shelter, food, or city services and expect a response within 48 hours, according to the city's website. The city also has a homeless coordinator, Natalie Basmassian, who can be reached for those with concerns about homelessness, as well as a dedicated police officer to handle related calls. "When there is a need for a police response, we have somebody who is dedicated to that effort," Grant said. The city additionally partners with Costa Mesa in the shared usage of a bridge shelter in Costa Mesa, which has a capacity of 70 beds and staff to assist the homeless transition to housing, with some successful results, according to Grant. "We've been very pleased with the way that the shelter has been able to transition people out of homelessness," she said.